now present the strange romance of Evelyn Winters, the story of Gary Bennett, playwright, who suddenly and unexpectedly finds himself the guardian of lovely Evelyn Winters. Women who longed for sparkling, bright, dazzling white washes are making an exciting discovery. They're discovering a new kind of flakes with the bluing built right in, Blue White. Yes, this new product is a combination of special bluing and pure, mild soap flakes. So it gives loads of cleansing white suds with rich blue water underneath. And this combination does what soap alone simply cannot do. It washes and blues at the same time. 9 out of 10 who tried it prefer Blue White to anything else. In tub or machine, Blue White alone or with your regular soap works into full rich suds. See how fast your things wash dazzling white. There's no extra bluing rinse, no streaks. Blue White is safe for all washable fabrics and colors. It never overblues, and it's kind to hands. Watch Blue White flakes cure that gray look your clothes have taken on during the soap shortage. Avoid substitutes. Get genuine Blue White today. BLUWHITE. Blue White. Now, the strange romance of Evelyn Winters. The story in which Evelyn is secretly in love with her guardian, Gary Bennett. And Gary finds himself in love with Evelyn, but believes he's too old for her. Do you think 15 years too great a difference for marriage? At the airport, the young American actor, Pierce Field, stands with a transatlantic plane as his background, while a press photographer takes pictures. Each time the photographer asks in his happy-go-lucky way that Pierce concentrate and look into the camera. Now Pierce goes back to Betty Lou Hammond and young Lisbeth Hammond, who are seeing him off for London. Lisbeth is caught by the excitement of the airport. But Betty Lou, the young widow who met Pierce through Evelyn Winters and Evelyn's guardian, Gary Bennett, feels a personal loss at saying goodbye to Pierce, who has befriended her family in so many ways. And she knows these last minutes are not happy ones for him. Once again, he glances at his watch.
Pierce, it's almost time.
Yes, Betty Lou.
Oh, Pierce, I'm so glad you let the man take your picture.
Well, if it made you happy, Lisbeth, it's okay.
But you said there wouldn't be any reporters or photographers.
Well, there weren't supposed to be.
But how did they find out you were leaving now?
Well, I gave it away.
How, Pierce?
Oh, when I phoned Evelyn's and left the message for her to call here. And then I asked them at the office to get the message to me right away if she called. I guess someone tipped off one of the papers.
Well, they had time to drive way out here. So would Evelyn.
But she doesn't know I'm leaving today, Betty Lou. That number won't mean anything to her until she phones.
Pierce, I think it will. She'll know it isn't your number, and she may even know it's the airport. She'd get a cab and come right out.
Oh, Pierce, you will write and tell me what you have to eat on the plane, will you?
Oh, sure, Elizabeth. All about it.
Pierce.
Yes?
Why didn't you tell Evelyn in plenty of time that you're leaving now?
Betty Lou, you know why.
Oh, look at the pilot. Isn't his uniform darling?
Yes, Lisbeth. Just darling.
Isn't it, Pierce?
Yes, darling, Lisbeth. His uniform is just darling.
Pierce, if only you'd stopped at Evelyn's house for a minute or two.
Well, Betty Lou, I wanted to. That's why I left in such good time. But then I thought, well, why go through that again? But well, now that I'm here, I want to see you. I wish I hadn't decided to go to London.
You don't mean that, Pierce. It'll be very good for you.
Oh, everybody will be crazy about you, Pierce. Just the way they are here.
Elizabeth, that ought to help a lot.
Oh, there's a beautiful big plane taking off over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, aren't they wonderful to watch?
Well, it won't be long now.
Oh, golly, just look at it.
Pierce, who answered the phone when you called?
Evelyn's aunt.
Well, maybe Evelyn wasn't at home. Oh, she'll be so sorry she's missing all this. Isn't everything exciting?
You're having a great time, aren't you, Lisbeth?
Except having to see you go away. I don't like that part of it.
No, you're sweet.
Her aunt said she was at home, though, didn't she, Pierce?
Yes, Betty Lou. She said Evelyn had just gone up to the attic or the third floor on an errand and that she'd give her their message as soon as she came down. She took the number and repeated it after me and wrote it down.
Well, then Evelyn got the message and didn't stop to phone. She's on her way out here, Pierce. Oh, she'll get here, I'm sure of it.
Gary,
I told you that you didn't need to come over.
Yes, Evelyn, I know you did. When I heard that your aunt's attorney was here looking over the house, I decided to come over and see what was going on. So I'm here.
Well, come on in.
Thank you. I expected to. Is her attorney still here?
No, Mr. Balto left. Aunt Edith is up in her room and Maggie is in her room.
What happened?
Oh, there was a general blow-up of everyone in the house.
Sit down and tell me what happened, Evelyn.
Oh, it's too awful. No, I don't want to sit down, Gary. Well, Maggie came home and heard voices down in the basement. At first, she thought I was down there or that it was someone reading a meter. When they didn't answer, she grabbed a broom.
Good for Maggie.
Didn't strike Aunt Edith as very funny. I think she didn't answer just on purpose. That isn't very nice to say. I'm sorry, Gary.
Don't be for my sake.
But neither is it very nice of Aunt Edith to call Maggie a horrible old creature, right in front of Mr. Balto, and then to accuse her of chasing them with a broom.
And how did the fight end?
It hasn't ended. It's just beginning. Maggie knows about Aunt Edith's claim to the estate.
Oh, when did you tell her?
I didn't tell her, Gary.
But did Edith say anything about it?
No, Maggie heard it from Pierce. All people to hear it from. Of course, he thought Maggie knew all about it. Oh, Gary, have you heard when he's leaving?
No, Evelyn. He stopped in at the office to say goodbye.
When?
This morning.
You don't think he's leaving today?
I don't know. We respected his request for no publicity. He didn't say, and we didn't ask. I appreciated his coming in to see us.
Well, Maggie went over to see Pierce. He said he might call before he goes. I want to go to the airport.
Charlie and I said the same thing. But as long as he doesn't want it that way... Evelyn, tell me now just how things stand. Maggie knows that your aunt's claiming her share of the estate. What comments did Maggie make?
She wasn't accountable for what she was saying. Oh, she carried on about Edith's accusing Dad of being a thief.
Evelyn.
Well, Maggie says that's what Aunt Edith is saying. That if Dad willed everything to me and it didn't belong to him in the first place, Aunt Edith is calling him a thief.
Sounds very pleasant. What else?
Oh, a lot of talk from Maggie and what a lot of grief Aunt Edith caused the family.
I'm sorry, but that's just the kind of information we need. What state's Maggie in now?
Oh, fit to be tied, Gary. She slammed out into the kitchen and started banging the doors and making the most unnecessary clatter.
It's all quiet now.
She went up to her room.
Evelyn, I think I'll call Jonathan Colby.
Gary, why?
Because he's your attorney. He's very anxious to get some background for Maggie on what happened at the time Edith clashed with the family and left home.
She claims she didn't get any settlement in place of her inheritance.
Her claims are covering a lot of territory, Evelyn. We admire you for wanting to keep it all on a friendly basis, but your legal advisors and your guardian will not let you give up any part of the income, home, and security left you by your father without being fully convinced that her claims are absolutely legitimate. Now, have you Jonathan Colby's number?
Yes, Gary.
Let's give him a call. He may want to be along when we talk with Maggie.
He may feel she'd talk more if you're alone with her.
Suppose we get his ideas on it. He's handling the case, Evelyn. Want me to call him?
I'll get the number next.
What's the matter?
This number on the telephone pad.
Why, I'm so puzzled.
I wonder if it's for me.
Could be.
That's Aunt Edith's writing.
Hey, that number looks vaguely familiar.
Well, it must be something of hers.
Evelyn, that's the airport.
The airport?
Yes, Evelyn, I know it is.
Pierce.
If Pierce were at the airport and called...
Aunt Edith!
Oh, but she'd have given him the message, Evelyn.
Aunt Edith! Was there a telephone call for me?
Stop screaming at me.
Aunt Edith, listen to me.
You throw everyone out of this house if it can't be run the way it ought to be. Chase with a broom. You screaming.
Aunt Edith,
Mrs. Elkins.
Gary, hello, my darling.
Edith, did you take a message for Evelyn from the airport?
The airport?
Aunt Edith, did you?
No, I haven't taken any message from the airport.
Isn't this your writing?
But... Oh, that.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, Evelyn, that's my writing.
Edith, that is the number of the airport.
All right, Gary, my darling, I'll take your word for it.
But why is it written down here? Now, Aunt Edith, did Pierce call?
Pierce Field? Oh, yes, Evelyn, he did.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
You're all so up in
the air.
When
did he call?
With all the disturbance that's been going on here today, I'm sure I don't know.
But just after Mr. Balto left, I asked you if there were any messages.
I was terribly upset.
Edith, what message did Pierce leave?
Well, it was... Now, wait a minute. It was while Mr. Balto was here.
You told me no one had called.
Did I? Well, I was out of my mind because of that old witch of a Maggie.
Auntie, was Pierce out there checking reservations or what?
That'd be down at the office in town.
Oh, yes, he wants you to call him.
Out there now?
Yes, Evelyn.
I'll get it for you, Evelyn.
He
He can't be leaving now, Gary. He can't be.
I'm afraid I can't put up with all this commotion around here.
Gary, hurry.
I'll have to wait for them to answer, Evelyn.
And don't look at me as if I've committed some intentional sin.
If I don't get to talk to Pierce, I'll never forgive you.
And I'm finding it a bit difficult to forgive you for the greedy way you've taken over all that belongs to me.
And
Evelyn,
if you...
don't say anything, dear. Hello? We have a message to call Pierce Field at the airport. Will you please have him paged for us? What did you say?
Gary, what'd they say?
This plane is just ready to take off.
Gary, no. Oh, have them hold it.
Is there any chance of holding the plane? I don't care what it means. Any delay. We'll pay for it if that's possible.
Gary, tell them they have to.
The plane's what?
What, Gary?
They've already delayed it 10 minutes at Mr. Field's request. I'm sorry, darling. It's too late.
Goodbye, little darling Lisbeth.
Pierce, come back soon.
And a kiss for you, Betty Lou.
Pierce, take care of yourself. Is there any message for Evelyn?
No, no message at all.
At home on Beekman Place, Evelyn takes the telephone receiver from Gary. Is it imagination? Or does she catch the low roar of a motor over the telephone from the airport as the transatlantic plane takes off for London and Pierce is gone? Don't miss tomorrow's absorbing scene with Evelyn, Edith, and Gary. Women everywhere rave about the revolutionary new way to wash personal laundry brighter, fresher. It's with Blue White, the remarkable new blue flakes that wash in blue at the same time. This new product is a combination of special bluing with pure Meyer soap flakes. It gives mounds of cleansing white suds with beautiful blue water underneath. Thus, Blue White does what soap alone cannot do. Washes and blues, yet never overblues. Blue White flakes are all you need to wash white lingerie dazzling white. Tinted things sparkling bright without bluing streaks. Without that extra bluing rinse. Blue White is safe for all washable fabrics and colors. Avoid substitutes. Get genuine Blue White. B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E. You'll say it's wonderful. Ladies, the lack of things you really want. Soap, automobiles, refrigerators, washing machines is often caused by the shortage of fats and oils. You can help. Save every drop of used fats. Take it to your butcher. He'll pay you for every pound you turn in. Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next chapter of The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. Till then, this is Larry Elliott saying goodbye for Blue White, the new revolutionary product that washes and blues at the same time.
Ladies, fashion's latest whim is the stunning formal blouse inspired by a man's dress shirt. This mannish tailored blouse is severe, but very flattering when it contrasts with soft, clear, smooth skin. So it's more important than ever to give your complexion beauty care with Sweetheart Soap. For pure, mild Sweetheart Soap gives up to twice as much lather as average beauty soaps. Extra lather that's wonderful for deeply cleansing, stimulating massage. And this lather has a gentle floating lift. Pictures taken through the microscope prove it. Countless bubbles work into the outer pore openings, actually lift particles of dirt off your skin, lift off rough, dry skin flakes, too, and simply float them away. So begin Sweetheart's Extra Lather Care. Night and morning, massage your face for 1 minute with Sweetheart's Extra Lather. Rinse with warm, then cold water. This cleanses, stimulates, awakens your skin's natural radiance. Today, get Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin.
The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.